George, Lorraine wants to go with you. Give her a break.
Look, I'm just not ready to ask Lorraine out to the dance. And not you nor anybody else on this planet is going to make me change my mind.
And that's from Back to the Future Part 1. That's George McFly, and he's trying to hold his own, and he's speaking up. And are you assertive in your own life? Do you have the ability to say, nobody else but me is going to make up my mind? Now, you can say that a little more lovingly. You know, this is my decision, and I'm not a fan of what you're talking about, and this is the decision I have. Can you say it? That was a little stumbly, but can you say that with conviction that it is your own life? That's what this show is about. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and this show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That's using your mind to guide yourself toward whose happiness? Your own. And do you do that by a my way or the highway attitude? Absolutely not. You do that by valuing your own mind, by being honest with yourself and with others, and really setting goals for yourself that are your personal goals and pursuing them without ever stepping on anyone else and not letting them step on you. So with that mouthful, let me turn to the phones now. I am a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions. And even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get some tips. And right now I want to invite Stanislavia. Did I say that right?
Yes, Stanislava.
Oh, Stanislava. Okay. And your partner does not communicate well? He lies and you don't know how to deal with it?
Yes. Well, he is, a very educated person. He has a PhD. He is a doctor, oncology, a radiology oncology doctor.
Okay. Don't give any more details. That's all we need to know. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but you can tell me what's going on.
Yes. He has been, his words and actions sometimes do not go together.
Okay.
May I give you some examples?
Sure.
Or,
sure.
Okay. Okay. in the past, when we were dating, we were apart.
Yeah.
I found out that he was reaching out for a girl while he was reaching out for me at the same time to get back together.
Okay.
So he was with her and he was reaching out for me. So I caught that and I said, well, I was bluffing and I said, well, call her and let her know that. Well, he was saying that that was just his friend. I accidentally read the message.
Yeah.
And the message, text message, was romantic.
Okay.
So I say, if she's your friend, I'm going to call her and tell her, or you call her and tell her that you're dating me and you love me.
Yeah.
And he said, don't do that. I said, I'm going to call her. He said, I'm going to lose a friend.
Yeah.
So it gave me a cue that, that's not a friend.
He was caught with his pants down, so to speak.
Right. Well, that was okay. Somehow, he said, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. I will not do this again. And, well, I did. And recently, I walked in his bathroom, and I smelled strange, cheap perfume.
Yeah.
He was online. Yeah. We met online.
Okay.
Actually, match.com. Well, anyway, so I smelled that perfume, and definitely the previous experience triggered the thought to me that he is cheating again on me.
Yeah.
So I asked him, I say, what's going on? I smell really strange perfume, and he says, don't accuse me. You're accusing me that, I'm cheating, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I say, he said, that's probably your perfume mixed with body lotion or something, mm-hmm. and the door was closed. So I say, I was here on Monday, and that smell is very fresh. It was Thursday.
Are you dating or you're married?
No, I'm dating him.
You're dating him. Okay. So you're
he proposed to me, and I said no.
Okay. So
because I didn't trust him.
Okay, so he, and it wouldn't have been one of his clients who was, or I guess is a...
Well, at home?
I know somebody came in to see me and they had a very strong smell and I must have shaken their hands, a woman. I'm a clinical psychologist. And when they left, I still smell the smell because it was on they must have, you know, rubbed it, the perfume on their hands. So you don't think it had anything to do with that? You found him online also? It wasn't just the smell?
No, I walked in his bathroom, and the smell was in his home bathroom.
I'm just trying to picture what other explanations there could be. So, and he tells you it's your smell that's being combined. So,
right.
And so you look at the person's response too. So do you have any,
right.
What other evidence do you have that he's being unfaithful or he's got wandering eyes?
Well, several times he was asking me about my girlfriend. He was wondering what was her name? Was she married? Does she live around here? He showed the interest.
Okay.
I was going to tell you, several weeks, we got into disagreement. And that was on Friday. So he would broke away for the weekend.
Okay.
So when the weekends are over, he would call me and start talking, and he would agree, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
We, like, broke up, and mm-hmm. he would then come back and ask me, get back together.
Okay, so...
So on the third time, we actually booked the cruise together, and he paid for it.
Yeah.
So... we got into disagreement again about mistrust. He takes his phone to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, why would you take, suddenly your phone? He has not been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of our relationship, he has been doing, so I told him, mm-hmm. this is kind of a little bit unusual. What do you do with your phone in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, well, I'm afraid to forget it on the table. I say, I'm sitting here. How would you forget that?
Yeah.
And he has not done it for a while. And now I saw him a week ago. He had done it again.
Okay.
I said, why are you taking your phone to the bathroom? He says, I have a suspicion that you're going to check it.
Okay. So here's the bottom line. The key things in a relationship are trust and communication.
Yeah.
And if you don't have trust, you are working way too hard to see if he's honest or not. And I don't care how many degrees or letters a person has or whether they're a doctor or they're a truck driver. I don't care. What I care about is their character. Are they honest or not? Are they a good person? Do they treat me well? Are they upfront? Do I feel valued? Do I value them? Am I attracted to them? And I think already you're expressing so much stress that it doesn't sound like this is working for you.
No, it's not. I mean,
what are you planning? Yeah. What are you planning to do?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little thing what he had done. Is that okay?
Okay, we only have a minute left, and I'd like to give you a tip.
Okay.
So let me give you the tip, and then you can tell me offline what he did, okay?
Okay.
So just hold on after. Honesty is a non-negotiable in a relationship, and there are people who do want to have their cake and eat it too. They want a wife, and they want partners on the side, and that's not a romantic relationship, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it can be an insurance policy for him, but it's not a romantic relationship. If you want that companionship where you feel like you're each other's top social value, that that you treasure each other, that you go through rough times together and good times together, that you learn communication skills together, then this does not sound like it's working, the one you have. And you want to ask yourself, why would you stay with him any longer? And you also want some skills under your belt to make better decisions. And I think you're smart to raise the questions you're raising. And you could go to my website, drkenner.com. I wrote a book with Dr. Ed Locke, and it's about how to hold your own, never lose yourself in a romantic relationship. It's got a provocative title, How to The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And we talk about how to choose the right partner and how to keep it going over the long term. So I would highly recommend that. And I wish you the best with this. It sounds like you need to keep looking. Go back on Match.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Partners should not let children undermine their romantic relationship. Michelle Wiener Davis writes, quote, "One of the biggest mistakes I see women make in their marriages is that once the children are born, they forget they have husbands," unquote. Tending to your romantic relationship requires that you plan time alone without the children. There are several options here, such as romance when the kids are asleep, on weekends when the kids are doing things with their friends or staying with relatives, and during short romantic getaways. While children require and deserve a great deal of care and attention, so too does your intimate partner. Don't forget that your partner is your top social value.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.